morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's always great to have musicians in. I love talking with bands and stuff. And tomorrow night, by the way, if you're going to join us tomorrow morning at 2 a.m., we're going to have Great Moments in Vinyl here. They're performing a Grateful Dead performance from 1977. They're going to do that, and we'll talk all about that. But that was just a band called Forgotten Tropics. They're celebrating their debut album with a show tomorrow night, Thursday night, at Reggie's at 2105 South State Street, which is a great room. 21 and over show. Starts at 8, and it's $5 to get in. We have a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. Joining me live in studio is Zachary Roth and Steve Lopkovich from the band. Hey, guys.
Hello.
What's going on?
Not much.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, here. Feeling good.
Very cool. So now, Zach, you started, you kind of started the band back in Michigan?
Yeah, I was in Michigan State for a while, and I had a different band under the name Jamburger.
And Jamburger.
Should have kept it. That kind of folded, and then I ended up at DePaul, a much better music scene.
Yeah.
And then just formed with Steve from a high school band.
So you guys know each other since high school?
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up?
In Lyle. He's from Naperville.
You're from Naperville. So where'd you guys go to school?
Bennett.
Oh, yeah? Did they have a music program there that was pretty
good? No, they didn't have much.
No.
But...
Did you guys bond over music ever since?
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have. There's a video on Facebook of an 8-minute version of us doing Heartbreaker by Led Zeppelin at a talent show.
That is fantastic. How old were you guys?
Beginning of senior year.
So you're like 16, 17 years old?
17.
And you do an 8-minute version of Heartbreaker by Zeppelin.
It's just,
you guys are welcome on my show anytime.
Awesome.
That's fantastic. That's great. So you gotta dig that. You guys, that's out there somewhere?
It's on Facebook.
You can
somehow find that.
Well, guess what I'm doing after the show? Find that. That's cool. So you guys known each other for a really long time then?
We're good, man.
Yeah.
Then the bassist / singer, I met at a jazz studies class at DePaul.
Okay.
And then within a month of meeting him, all three of us moved in together.
Yeah.
That was the guys in their 20s living together in the same band.
We had a garage, too, where we kind of
semi-soundproofed it.
It was basically my dad just came down and threw up a bunch of foam.
Put some egg crates up and you guys were all set. Well, that's cool. You lived together, you had a garage, you jammed together. That's really cool. So friends from a long time. That's awesome. All right, well, the band is called Forgotten Tropics, and we're going to hear a couple of full songs from the CD. What's the name of the CD?
All There Is, All You Need,
and it's out now.
It will be. Yeah, it'll be on Bandcamp and SoundCloud today, and then Spotify, Tidal, and iTunes, and Apple Music, etc. in a few days.
Okay, great. And you guys are celebrating that at Reggie's. We're going to talk about the gig and hear some music and talk more with you guys. All right, hang out. So we got Zachary and we got Steve from the band Forgotten Tropics here, but we got a break right now for the news, and we'll talk more after this. Yeah, man. There's Heartbreaker. Zeppelin. You can see an 8-minute version of that online somewhere with two members of Forgotten Tropics playing that when they were 17 years old. Forgotten Tropics is the band that I'm talking to. Two of the guys, Zachary Roth and Steve Lopkovich, are live in studio, and they got a gig tomorrow night celebrating their debut album. They're playing at Reggie's on State Street, and it's $5 to get in, 21 and over show. And we were talking a little bit off the air. I was just telling these guys the story, Dan, off the air about we were talking about drummers being crazy because Steve's the drummer of the band.
That's true.
And I was telling them the Keith Moon story where Keith Moon decided to take a couple of horse tranquilizers before a gig. He passes out on stage, collapses. Pete Townsend asks the entire crowd if there's a guy out there, anybody who knows how to play drums. They bring the guy up on stage. He plays the rest of the gig with them. Could you imagine just being that guy? You come to the show, and all of a sudden you're on stage playing with the Who. And that's it's a legendary true story, though. True story. But, Steve, don't do that. Don't take any horse tranks tomorrow before the show.
No, I'm not planning on it.
Okay, very good. So we were talking a little bit about how you guys got together. And, we were talking off the air that Zach, in fact, went through a pretty big Jimmy Page phase.
Yeah, it all Well, I used to be big into rap, actually, with LimeWire and all those sorts of sites or whatever you want to call them. But then I found Live at Slane Castle Chili Peppers.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I bought a guitar, basically, because of that concert. And then after a year of Frusciante, I went through a year of Jimmy Page. And then I was ready for Hendrix, so I went through a year of that.
Yeah.
And then I kind of just went into everything else after that. But, like, that was really, like, the path to, like, understanding what I wanted to.
So, what, Zach, what's your background? You got brothers and sisters and stuff?
I have one brother.
Yeah. Older, younger?
Older. He works the midnight till 9 a.m. shift at, like, the stock trade building, which is pretty interesting.
Is that right? Yeah. So he's working right now?
Yeah, he's on the Euro.
Yeah.
He's probably listening to us.
Yeah, all right, very cool. That's awesome. So did he influence your music taste at all? He's an older brother. Did he ever turn you on to stuff?
He didn't. He likes Spice Girls, actually.
He's thrilled right. If he's
Secret
listening,
out,
he's like, shut up, man.
No, he listens to a lot of stuff, but... He does love Spice by Spice Girls, but his girlfriend from high school, who he married, she made him all like the CDs back in the day with
the mix CDs,
all the mixes, you know, like stereotypical ones, and so I used to steal those and listen to just all the explicit music. I wasn't listening to a lot
of it. You weren't supposed to listen to it.
But it would be like rock explicit, and then like, she listened to everything, so it would just be like that, and then Jay-Z, and then like emo.
Yeah.
Which I was just never really exposed to in like fourth grade.
Yeah.
And so it was a good...
Never had an emo phase?
Not so much. I did go through My Chemical Romance for like half an hour, like two songs.
For a half an hour. Yeah. So what about you, Steve? What's your background? You got brothers, sisters, and stuff?
I have one older brother. I have a younger brother as well.
Did your older brother say, hey, man, listen to this? Did he ever try to turn you on to stuff?
He never did that. But when I was younger, he kind of would like play guitar, and like he formed a band with his friends, and like I would just tag along because I was just like, whoa, this is like so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would be practicing at home, and it's like, oh, I just need a drummer. And I was like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then
that's how it started for you?
Yeah.
So it was it just happened out of necessity because you wanted to play with your brother, or were you interested in playing drums before that?
I was interested in playing drums before that.
Yeah.
And then that kind of just gave me a reason to, like, force my parents to get me a drum kit.
Right.
And then when I did, my brother actually, they stopped after two weeks of practice. They never did anything after that.
But you kept playing.
I kept playing.
Yeah.
My cousin actually, his dad, so my uncle, like, got him super into, like, music. Like, my music taste, too, is, like, Foo Fighters, Nirvana. And he taught himself guitar, and then throughout high school, him and I would like jam, and like we were a band, and then we would jam occasionally.
Yeah,
and then
that was it.
Yeah,
very very cool. Now you're studying music, correct?
Yeah, I just started that, I guess, at music school in DePaul.
And how's that for you? You like it?
I do. I'm kind of behind on theory because for classical guitar, it's kind of like the newest instrument, so it's not really typical. To be like, guitar is not typically classical, I guess. So
no, it's true. Yeah.
So it's just like you don't. It's not really like that theory based. Usually, it's more pattern and all, and just more like sight and sound based, I guess.
Now, did you always want to be a musician when you were a kid? Did you want
to?
No,
I wanted to be an astronaut and an athlete.
An astronaut and an athlete.
Different times.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Like an architect,
like kindergarten, or was this like
just give it just throughout the years.
That's interesting. You're a young guy, astronaut. Because astronaut for you know like astronaut is like something that my generation wanted to be.
Well, I'm pretty into astrophysics too.
Yeah.
Not so much like the theory, I guess, but more like the concepts, not like the technical.
Yeah. So so how did you get into music then? What was it?
That was mainly through John Frusciante and the Live at Slane Castle concert. Before that, I would never really thought of it, but then after that, it was a lot more poignant for me.
Yeah. So, and then studying music at DePaul was completely different than what you were doing in Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan, I didn't really have any plan.
Right. So you had no plan. When you got out of high school, you were like, I don't know what I want to do. I'm just going to go to Michigan and see what happens.
Yeah, it was, I kind of just had like the, like I initially went in with a marketing degree, so I was kind of like wanting to be a Donald Draper sort of character.
All right.
But then I'm like, I don't know, it's kind of a facade. So then I also, there's no music scene at all in Michigan State, really. And,
yeah.
And so.
Except for you and your acoustic. With, yeah. Who was it? Monica or something?
No, that was at DePaul. But, and then, so I, yeah, just Chicago is a big improvement in a lot of ways.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's one of the best music cities in the country. And you guys have played a lot of gigs in a lot of places. Now, I want to play a couple songs off of the CD. This first one's a little long. Mm-hmm. So I might fade out.
Yeah, that's, you could
because it's over 7 minutes, and I don't know if we're gonna go 7 minutes.
You want to just do Bound the Fall?
Oh, I'd say this is worth it. Singularity. We can skip through it if you need to.
No, I can fade it out at some point, but I'm not gonna play all 7 minutes. Just so you know, because I want to have a little more time. I want to have a little more time to talk to you guys. Yeah. And all this stuff is arable, right? You guys don't do any swearing or anything.
Yeah, no. This one's instrumental, but it's
marked instrumental. Okay, cool.
It's marked as explicit on Spotify.
Even though it's instrumental.
Yeah. Just so those kids who like want to be.
That's hilarious. Okay, what's the name of the song? And then we'll talk about it afterwards.
This one's Singularity.
It's called Singularity. Yeah. It's on the CD, which comes out. You can get it
today. You can download it online, Bandcamp and SoundCloud. And then the next few days will be Spotify.
All right.
Et cetera.
Cool. Okay, so this is Forgotten Tropics. We're going to hear most of this song before we fade out. And this is on WGN. Here we go. Thank you. right. So tell me a little bit about this song, where it came from. Did it come from, did you write it, or did it come from jamming together? What happened there?
This was mainly from jamming, because most of the songs are written with lyrics and all that, but, and with that in mind, I mean, but
yeah.
With this, it was more...
It was just a jam that we decided to, like, structure into a song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then everybody got a chance to do a little bit of their thing on mm-hmm. this one, yeah?
Yeah, it's really pedal-based for the bassist and the guitar,
mm-hmm.
so it just, it's very, like... I guess if either of us mess up, it lasts for a while because there's so
right.
many delays.
Right, right. You can hear that on the. You can. Well, I'm not that you messed up, but you can hear the effect on the song. Mm. Songwriting itself, does one person write it, or do you guys bring everything to the table? How's that work?
Well, I write everything on guitar, usually acoustic, but not for this one.
Yeah.
Because, like I just said, but and then I bring it to the band, and they put their own parts to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
So it's collaborative then.
It's collaborative. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Really quickly, where's Forgotten Tropics come from?
That it was from a list of names that I made in high school, along with Adam and the Apples. So that
or Jam Burger.
Or Jam Burger.
Jam Burger. Still like that one. I got one of those at McDonald's once at a Jam Burger. All right, you guys hang on, okay? We're going to talk more with Forgotten Tropics. It's Zach and Steve. They're playing tomorrow night at Reggie's, and we got a link on our Facebook page for all of the information and for the CD and all that cool stuff. We're going to talk more with Zach and Steve and hear one more song from the album after we take a break on WGN. All right. Yeah. It's a very Hendrix-sounding guitar here, man. Very nice. Forgotten Tropics is the name of the band. They're playing at Reggie's tomorrow night, and Zachary Roth and Steve Lobkovich are with me. And we're going to play another song off the record. But before we do that, I always ask, and I was just saying this off the air, that... You guys are the youngest band I've ever had on the show, and I think you guys are the youngest members of a band I've ever had on the show. So it's going to be interesting when I ask the two questions that I always ask musicians when they come in, which is what was your first album, what was your first concert? It's going to make me feel very old. That's all I'm going to say right now. But let's start with you, Zach. What was the first album you ever got?
Well, the first one I ever bought myself was at Best Buy. And it was Lord of the Rings 3 soundtrack.
There's nothing wrong with that. That music rules, man.
Yeah, I don't...
Return of the King soundtrack.
My mom was like, go buy an album. I just looked around and I didn't recognize nothing besides that.
Yeah, so you got the Lord of the Rings soundtrack. Okay, that's very cool. Steve, what about you, first album?
Mine was Nevermind.
Oh, okay. All right. Old school. There yeah. you go. All right, and Zach, first concert you ever went to?
I think it was the Cars at Ravinia.
I gotta say, those two answers I never expected to come out of your mouth, but that's fantastic. What about you, man?
Let me think. I think it was Ted Nugent. No.
Ted Nugent. Yeah. All right, man. Very, very. Did he come out on a buffalo?
I don't remember much.
Okay, because Ted Nugent sometimes rides out on a live buffalo.
Wow.
Yeah, because he's a lunatic. Because
yeah,
he's
just, like, lets it run free.
No, they pull it backstage. We were talking about off the air. We were talking about House of Blues. A friend of mine saw him at House of Blues. Walked out on stage with a giant buffalo.
Hmm.
They brought the buffalo backstage and then brought it out for an encore. So the buffalo was like, you played House of Blues. Imagine a giant buffalo just standing around backstage.
First respectable thing I've heard about him.
So that's interesting. Lord of the Rings, Return of the King soundtrack, and the Cars, Nevermind, and Ted Nugent. All right, it didn't make me feel old. I was surprised. I was very, very surprised. All right, what song are we going to hear? This is the second track.
This is Breaching the Peace.
Okay, and this is called Breaching the Peace.
Yeah.
And you guys wrote it together. And
This one's actually probably the most collaborative, and it's about our neighbor from our old apartment. Not liking us, and
jamming.
Technically we were breaching the peace or breaking whatever ordinance that was. You
I
know?
See.
And so that's
okay.
what this is about.
All right. By the way, Dan, these guys lived right on Ashland across from Ginger's. I just wanted to let you know that. All right, we're going to hear this song right here. This is Forgotten Tropics. You guys enjoy jamming.
We do.
Yeah. It sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun. We're talking off stage, the air about some of the stuff that you guys want to do show wise, and you want to add audio visual and all that cool stuff. Well, I wish you guys the best of luck, man. You're playing Reggie's tomorrow night. Forgotten Tropics is the name of the band. www.forgottentropics.com, but we have a link on our Facebook page. It's only $5 to get in to see these guys at Reggie's tomorrow night. Thank you guys for coming down, man.
Yeah, thanks.
It was nice to meet you.
Thank you.
All right, very cool stuff. We'll take a break. We got the news coming up next.